righteous, holy, I'm a Gideon.
One love.
When the man comes, there will be no, no doom.
One love.
Have pity on those whose chances grow ten. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation. Yeah, yeah.
One love.
To the show, everyone. I'm out of breath because I'm dancing today on the earth. I'm making a day of this show, every song, and I'm going to be playing a lot of them today. And I hope you'll be dancing with me. Put your bare feet on the ground and think about your Mother Earth and us loving her and healing her so we have a future on this planet. So welcome to the Caribbean Radio Show Knowledge Station. I'm here alone today, Roberta. This is climate change. We can solve it. And I'm probably going to play a lot of music because Dan's in Portland, Oregon today. And he lost his mom yesterday. And he's up there with his family. And I want to dedicate this whole show, the entire show, to the Spreen family. And this is out for you guys. Big love. Blessings to you all. And I wish I was there with you. Okay? We're also, I'm going to do Dr. Feelgood's Green Pharmacy today. I'm going to play lots of music. And this week, you know, well, it was so difficult being down here with Dan up there and his mom suffering and all, you know. And I just threw on some music and I started listening to some dub music. And man, I just couldn't stand still, you know. So, and I find that the best way when you're feeling sad or stressed is to either sing real loud with loud music or dance to real loud music, and that's what I was doing. So I'm going to play some dub for you also today, and I'm going to be dancing. La Reserva Forest Foundation sponsors the show. I've even got some climate news for you. So Dan won't be here with his events. I'm sorry about that, and he feels real bad about it too, but let's start some great music. This is one that Dan picked out for y'all.
Remember the time people played instruments and singers knew keys, back when we listened to our radios, but now we sit and watch TV, pull up a seat on the veranda, tell me what is what, we listen to some old time tune until the sun starts coming up. I wanna listen to my radio, hear some tune and meet me. Have a dance with my favorite girl. Stay up late tonight. I wanna listen to my radio and feel that old time feeling. So tell the DJ to keep them playing. It's what the people are asking for. I wanna hear from Pizza Bunny and Bob, but Joseph, he'll come bring us culture.
Don't forget to give me a call as well. You can help me out with the show today at 661-467-2407. Okay, away we go.
Don't want nothing nasty or rude, so when the music drifts out my window, it'll put my neighbor in a good mood. Wanna listen to my radio and hear some tunes that sweet me. Have a dance with my favorite girl. Stay up late tonight. Wanna listen to my radio, feel that old time feeling. Tell the DJ to keep them playing, 'cause the people want some more. to change the world. Don't ever underestimate the power of a song. Songs are hopes and songs are dreams. They help us along the way. A song is a friend with a story to tell. So take time and listen well. I wanna listen to my radio and hear some tune that's dreaming. Have a dance with my favorite girl. Stay up late tonight. DJ to keep them playing what the people are asking for.
Another day is gone, I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said goodbye. Someone tell me why. Did she have to go and leave my world so cold? Every day I sit and ask myself, how did you slip away? And someone
song was for you, Dan, because I know how much you love Dwayne Stevenson, and you are not alone. None of us are alone, because Jah is always by our side, okay? Now I'm going to play some dub. I'm going to get up and dance. Please join me. Put your feet on the earth and dance for our mother. This is the Reggae Songbirds. Yeah, come over to a place where you'll...
Thank you.
enjoy dancing to that like I did. Woo! Boy, that was a good one, huh, that bass? You know, last night I was listening to my beloved Dr. Ev, who runs the station, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Dr. Ev. None of us would be. I got Ross Beck and Rula Brown. Last night I was listening to Dr. Ev and Sister D show, and they've got a strategy that's amazing, and I want to put it forth to you people. And if you're interested or want to help out some way, be sure to contact us. You can call us at 661-467-2407. But the idea is they've got a thing called the Reggae Round Robin on the Caribbean radio show here that we've got. And what they're doing is promoting the positive message of reggae music. In other words, all those artists that are putting out their positive one love feel, you know, for the world and a good vibe, they want to support them and they want all of us to. And I'm going to put in the chat room, I'll put a link where you can go and vote for your favorite one of these artists. They're all on one page here on Facebook. It's called the Reggae Round Robin. But in November, I think it's like November, October, or something like that, Dr. Ev wants to make a reggae cruise, okay? And she's going to charter a boat for about 5,000 people. We'll fit on the boat. And we're going to have a bunch of reggae artists and a whole lot of us. I'm going. I don't know about you guys. But here's what I thought of last night after they finished their show. What if we were to cruise to Costa Rica, because they're leaving from Miami, somewhere in Florida. A cruise to Costa Rica, come to La Reserva and have a good time and a festival here and then cruise back to Florida. You can leave me here, it's fine. But anyway, it sounds like it'd be great fun. They figure they may need two or three boats. Yeah. So, this is the Caribbean Radio Show, and we're climate change. We can solve it. We're coming to you live from Costa Rica. Beautiful day today. Big up to Dan Spreen and all his family. I'm missing you today. He may join us and call in later on. But now I'm going to play Etana. And I want you guys, I'm going to offer my services. You know, if you have any problem, you want to take advantage of somebody that's got 62 years of experience and you want some help, give me a call. You've got a request for a song, give me a call. I'm going to be here for the next 3 hours. Now, where is that song that I'm looking?
What goes around comes around.
What goes around comes around.
Same old thing.
Same old thing.
What
goes around comes around.
Same old thing.
Same old thing.
What goes around comes around.
What goes around comes around.
Whoa.
He says he loves me and I love him, would do anything for him, but sometimes I don't trust him, that's how it goes with my boyfriend, yeah. So I'm singing this song for him, baby, if you love me, you wouldn't lie, if you love me, would have made me cry, if you really love me, you would try. Give you all that you ask, till you're not satisfied. If you love me, you wouldn't cheat. You would need no other girl but me. If you really love me, you would be the very same thing that you're asking of me. Oh, you say you love me, boy, I know. But who else you're loving? I could be wrong, but I don't think so. No, no, oh, oh, I know you. You're creeping late. Phone calls when I'm sleeping, and you don't answer your phone when you're beside me. If you ain't do nothing wrong, why you hiding, baby? If you love me, you wouldn't lie. If you love me, would've made me cry. If you really love me, you would try. Give you all that you ask, till you're not satisfied. If you love me, you wouldn't cheat. You would need no other girl but me. If you really love me, you would be the very same thing that you're asking of me. Check it. What if I was to do it too? So many chances to cheat on you. It's not because I can't do it, baby. It's because I care about you, baby. Imagine me with another man, doing all the things that I do for you. Would you understand? Oh, would you still love me or would you be sad? Baby, if you love me, you wouldn't lie. If you love me, would have made me cry. If you really love me, you would try. Give you all that you ask, till you're not satisfied. If you love me, you wouldn't cheat. You would need no other girl but me. If you really love me, you would be the very same thing that you're asking of me. Oh, what goes around comes around, round. You wanna have your cake and eat it too. I love you, but you better change. There'll be a day when I won't be forgiving you. No. Baby, if you love me, you wouldn't lie. If you love me, would've made me cry. If you really love me, you would try. Give you all that you ask, till you're not satisfied. If you love me, you wouldn't cheat. You would need no other girl but me. If you really love me, you would be the very same thing that you're asking of me. Oh.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Well, gee, that sure ended abruptly. I wasn't even ready. I'm sitting here chatting with my friend Rick, you know, and Philip here about dancing. Like, everybody can dance, okay? I go, hey, lift your feet up and put it down on the ground. The problem is everybody's worried about what every other person's going to think of them. But don't worry about it. Do it because, man, your spirit needs to dance. So, okay, I'm going to put another one on here, but I'll be dancing as well. After I eat my toast, okay? I'm a little bit behind today. Okay. This is Natty King.
Oh, my baby. Trouble. Love you, my lady.
Everybody, we're coming to you live from Costa Rica. It's the Caribbean Radio Show Knowledge Station, And this show that you're listening to is called Climate Change. We, that's in big letters, can solve it. And give me a call. Get involved on the show at 661-467-2407. I'll tell it again. 661-467-2407. You know, I have to kind of go into a trance when I do that so that I don't think of anything else. Okay, well, this show and me, I'm the CEO and founder of the Law Reserve of Flowers Foundation. Dr. Ev invited me to make a show, and so that we've been on ever since last September we started. Our organization is called the Law Reserve of Forest Foundation, and what we do is restore native tropical forests around the world. And we do that by educating people and inspiring donors, planting trees, of course, and partnering with landowners. And we do that by asking landowners, especially in areas where there's like isolated forest patches, and there are a lot of those around here that were left after the deforestation took place. And there are animals trapped in those isolated forests. So we'll go to a farmer and say, hey, look, if we could make a what we call a biological corridor, or in the beginning we called them monkey bridges, we could fence off a piece of your land there, maybe 1 or 2 hectares, and plant a 50-meter wide or 25-meter wide corridor that will connect to forests. And we go and we do it all for him. In fact, he makes money doing it, because we buy the trees, we show him how to collect the trees and make his own nursery, and in 6 months we come back and buy the trees for him from him at 50 cents a piece, and we plant it and maintain it for the following 2 years. It's very exciting, because now we've gotten people that are really interested in offsetting their carbon footprint. And you can do that very easily, and we're really promoting that right now, because it's an easy way for you to give back to the earth for what you're taking. You know, emissions you think maybe are putting, but they're actually taking the carbon out of the earth, and you're putting it in your car or using it for electric or whatever, and it's going back out into the atmosphere. Okay, so to put something back, let's plant trees. And we have that option on our website. If you go to www.lrff.org, and I'm going to put that up in the chat room and our Facebook link as well. And you can go there and figure out what your footprint is, and you can offset as much as you want by promising a recurring payment every month for each year that will offset a certain amount, 1 ton, 2 tons, whatever you want to do. Or you can completely offset your 20 tons in the United States, which is the average. We also have tourism here. You can come down and volunteer. We've got a great volunteer program. You can become a member. There are different members of levels of memberships, you know, that you have trees planted and get a t-shirt and a lot of different things like that, stickers and stuff. You can become a fundraiser. And you can also plant trees for someone that you love and dedicate those trees to the person. Or you can also come down here and check out the heavy, best eco tourism destination in the whole Northern Hemisphere or Western Hemisphere or whatever, wherever we are. This is what Dr. Ev says. I'm supposed to tell you, okay? But the point is, you come down here and you get to the airport on your airplane, and we'll come and pick you up, and we'll take you to a full-service hotel, and you're going to visit La Reserva here in Costa Rica in the northern part of Costa Rica on Lake Arenal, and I'll take you around our reserve, which is 100 acres or 40 hectares of beautiful forest filled with every kind of bird and insect and everything you can imagine, okay? Monkeys, sloths, what do they call them, coatimundis, raccoons, cats, everything, and snakes, don't forget that, and you know, spiders too, stuff that some people are scared of, but I'll protect you. You'll learn all that. We'll take you to another type of forest at the Monte Verde Cloud Forest. And we'll go to the hot springs that are coming out of the volcano at the Arenal volcano at the other end of the lake. And we'll spend the night and we'll do a zip line. So get in touch with us. And you can do that by writing to info@lrf.org. And we'll set up whatever kind of package you want. 5 days, 7 days, 10 days, 2 weeks. You tell us, okay? So in the meantime, I'm going to get back to dancing again. What do I have here for this one? Oh. Oh, yes, and I have Dr. Feelgood's. Well, that's right. The other thing I needed to tell you is that I don't know if I told you last week, but Zoe got away, and she escaped out through the thing, so we haven't seen her since. I'm thinking she's probably back on her way to where she came from, but we'll hope that we see her, and if we do, I'll be sure to let you know, okay? So let's get dancing again. This is High Grade.
But it's one thing I'm sure about, this feeling
I
true.
Imagine when you're holding me, squeezing me, you make me feel so sweet. And maybe when you smile at me, oh, you make me feel complete.
Maybe put your lips on me,
boy, hold me down and put your grip on me.
And then I'll hold you, put your hips on me.
I feel it in the pressure, boy.
So maybe put your lips on me.
Put your grip on me.
And when I hold you, put your hips on me.
I feel it making the pressure, boy.
I'm positive I'm gonna lead the way. You're my stars in my night and the sun in my day.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the people say, but it's one thing I'm sure about, this feeling.
Oh, yeah. Baby, when you're holding me, squeezing me, you make me feel so sweet. And baby, when you smile at me, oh, you put your grip on me.
And when I hold you, put your hips on me.
I feel it making me pressure, boy.
So baby, put your lips on me.
So hold me down and put your grip on me.
And when I hold you, put your hips on me.
I'm feeling it in the pressure, boy.
Pressure, boy. Shopping. We stick together like the birds of a feather flocking. It's really no acting. Every day we're chatting. Me for you and you for me. Love's how our love is going. I'm gonna make you happy. You'll be my baby mommy. Girl, I swear I'm gonna be true to you, and that's my promise. That's my future plan is to take your hand in marriage. I know the two of us are one. I want to come and put your lips on me.
Boy, hold me down and put your grip on me.
And I hold you, put your hips on me.
Baby,
put your lips on me.
Come on, me down and put your grip on me.
And when I hold you, put your hips on me.
I feel it in the pressure, boy.
So baby, put your lips on me.
Come on, me down and put your grip on me.
And when I hold you, put your hips on me.
I feel it in the pressure, boy.
So baby, put your lips on me.
Put your grip on me.
And when I hold you, put your hips on me.
I'm feeling it in the pressure,
you
Griffiths. And I also have to say this before I start the song, because I love this guy, and this is like my favorite song by him. This is another dub, so we're going to dub and dance and listen to this song. Vincent Quest, Johnson.
Lovers sometimes do, searching wide-eyed for wildflowers in the fragrant forest of the night. Now memories slowly drift on by, like gray clouds against the somber winter sky, and all our yesterdays are now become the springtime of our days. The greatest teacher, love is the lesson to be learned. Like how the heart's season shifts, how the sweet smelling blossoms of spring are soon become the icy arrows of winter's sting. How spring, intoxicated by the sun, now throws off her green gown, and summer's golden smile is soon become the frown of autumn's brown. Our passion's tent, we droop like sapless vines in the winter of our minds.
my gosh. Oh, did you guys dance like I danced on that song? Boy, is that good stuff. Man, that's good shit. He is really good. I don't know where he came from. I just found out about him this week. I listened to that dub, man. Okay, well, I'm going to play one more, and I hope you're getting a workout like I am. Then I'm going to talk to you about plant medicines in Dr. Feelgood's Green Pharmacy. Give me a chance. I won't dance this one so I can get my breath back. So you guys got to understand what I'm saying, okay? All right, I want to wake up with you, baby. And there we are. I want to wake up with you. Yeah, I miss waking up with Dan every day and him being gone. It's tough, you know, when you're so connected to someone like that. And they're gone and going through a hard time in his life. Anyway, he's a sweetie and he's done that. And we'll hope he'll be back next week. But if he isn't, I'll be here. And please tune in to the Caribbean Radio Show Knowledge Station, and you're listening to Climate Change. We, in big letters, can solve it, and we sure can, right? So as part of one of our regular segments, I want to do Dr. Feelgood's Green Pharmacy. Then I've got some new plants for you, some surprising things for you that you won't have thought of. Number one is the first one I'm going to talk about. Oh, well, I should tell you first, I guess, about tropical and natural plants, how they don't have the side effects that the pharmaceuticals do. They're not synthetic. They're the real thing. They work therapeutically as well. And in other words, they don't just hide symptoms, or they get rid of the actual problem. And only about 1% of the medicinal plants have been discovered and even found in the tropical forests. And the shamans and the indigenous people know all the plants, but at the rate that we're losing our forests, we'll never be able to get all of those other 99%, which I believe are the cure for every single thing that could ever be wrong, any disease or sickness that could be wrong with human beings. So I'm hoping that by doing these segments and encouraging people to use the natural plant medicines, we'll put a priority on our forest and our environment to save it and even restore it, like La Reserve is doing, right? So we'll have that as a resource for medicine for all of us. So number one, I want to start with allspice. And, you know, you all know about allspice. It's native to the East Indies. And it was brought here to the West Indies by the British spice traders. The Jamaicans brought it, the plant, to Costa Rica. And here in Costa Rica, the name of the plant is Jamaica in Spanish. And Jamaica in Spanish, in English, is Jamaica. And it's like, it's a tree. The medicinal use, primarily as a seasoning that people use, and you all know that. It's also used as a stomach tonic and an appetite suppressant, and it's also used to lower the cholesterol. But ingesting a lot of the tea should never be used to, you know, replace good eating habits so that you get that you lose weight, because a lot of people will try to use it as a weight loss aid. It's a culinary, stomachic, carminative, and a digestive. The leaves from the tree can be combined with other tropical herbs and make a delicious tea. The flavor of allspice is said to be a combination of all spices, hence the name. This tree can be planted in the home garden, and it supplies the dinner table with a unique culinary seasoning. Aloe vera, how about that one? I don't know if it grows in the southern parts, and I know I've seen it indoors in the northern parts of the United States. We grow it here. It's actually a native of South Africa, but it grows in almost all parts of the neotropics. Here in Costa Rica, it's grown commercially as well on big farms. We have it right here. And also people put it in a pot. So in other words, you could put it indoors in the United States and the northern parts of the world and in Europe. The deal is it needs to be near wherever you're cooking and in your house. It's like a cactus, and it's got these long, spiky leaves, but they're real thick. The male has like spots on the leaves, but the female is plain and has a thicker, more gelatin. You cut those open and take the skin off, and it's like a pure, clear, jello-y type stuff inside, right? And one of the most important medicinal plants, it's called a potted physician by some people, since it's used to treat a wide range of health problems. The gelatin inside the leaf is used to alleviate skin problems such as burns, sunburn, insect bites, cuts, bruises, eczema, psoriasis, fungal infections, and acne. And we use this for the burns on the sloth's hand. We take aloe and put it on the burns. It's also used on sprains and strains and as a hair conditioner and beauty treatment, and I use that for years because it makes your hair so soft. Just like once a week, you trim one leaf and cut it and put it in a blender with water. And when you get done washing your hair, just pour that liquid after you blend it up and make it into like a gel. Pour that on your hair and leave it until the next washing. And oh my God, your hair is just so beautiful. It's also used internally, and I've used it this way too, especially for women in menopause and having hot flashes. It's really an excellent cooling medicinal plant. It's used for digestive problems, including acidosis, heartburn, gastritis, ulcers, constipation, and colitis, along with several liver, gallbladder, kidney, and bladder problems. According to the Journal of American Pediatric Medicine, some studies have found that aloe vera helps to prevent arthritis and to reduce inflammation in affected joints. It can also inhibit the autoimmune reaction associated with certain forms of arthritis, in which the body attacks its own tissues. Researchers that wrote in Cancer Immunology and Immunotherapy found that a compound from aloe, which is called lectin, when injected directly into tumors, activated the immune system to attack the cancer. Killer T cells, those are white blood cells that bind to invading cells and destroy them, began to attack the tumor cells injected with lectin. So aloe's curative and preventive properties were also indicated in another study in 1970 with 673 lung cancer patients in Japan. The results, check this out, man, I can't believe it. The results of plant epidemiology suggest that aloe prevents human pulmonary carcinogenesis, which is, in normal words, lung cancer. Further, aloe is widely preventative or suppressive against various human cancers. According to the Journal of Advancement in Medicine, aloe vera juice also proved to be an effective part of a nutritional support program for HIV-positive patients. So, what an amazing plant, huh? I mean, I love that plant. I love it, and I've always got it near the house somewhere to use. For burns, especially, if you get a burn and you put that on, you won't have a scar. It won't even blister up if you get it on there right away. So the simplest way to prepare aloe is to cut a section of the leaf. And I trust the plant itself rather than trying to buy, you know, the drinks in the market or whatever, made in Korea. Get the plant and make your own stuff. You remove the spines on the sides by cutting it off with a knife and peel it in half. The patches can be used to treat skin problems and to treat the hair. In other words, you're going to cut that leaf lengthwise down the middle so that both sides of the halves, you'll have these the gel, and you can use those as a patch with the skin on the backside. And it can also be used to treat the hair. It can also be used to moisturize the skin prior to shaving and lubricate the skin before a massage. To extract gelatin from the plant for internal use, fillet or slice the fresh leaves. Separate the gelatin from the veins of the leaf. And the veins contain a bitter alkaloid called aloin, which if it's a powerful antiseptic and antibacterial agent, but it can cause a strong laxative effect in many people when you drink it, okay? So place the filleted leaves in 1 liter of water and blend them. Add a piece of papaya and blend it too to improve the flavor and enhance the healing properties. It's one of the easiest home garden plants to grow in the tropics. So anyway, check that out. Aloe and allspice, or jamaica, they call it in Costa Rica. All right, well, let's see. What have I got here? Now I've got some more good music. I got some more dub here at the end, and I'll be dancing, and I'm asking you all to dance with me today here in Costa Rica. It's a beautiful day, blue skies. I'm going to play Joe Higgs to start with. There he is. Then I'm going to end it with some dub. Thank you.
Baby, everybody works, you think it's first, so that's just
Now I've got, like I promised you, a dub to follow. Who is on here? There's someone on here that might be surprises. Hello?
Hi, everybody. This is Dan. I'm back. I'm up here in the Pacific Northwest. Everything's a beautiful, beautiful day. We've got sun all day. We have blooming. It's springtime, so all the flower trees, like the blooming plum and the Japanese cherry trees are blooming all over. Daffodils are out. Crocus is coming up. Beautiful day up here.
Oh, Dan, how beautiful. So good to have you here.
Well, I wanted to tell everyone that the reason I picked up that Dwayne Stevenson song is because I'm fine. And one of my famous quotes from, of course, Woody Allen is fine. And his definition of fine is fucked up, insane, erotic, and empty.
Yeah. So
that's exactly what Dwayne is saying there. I'm sitting there over in the corner and I'm just fine.
I'm fine. I'm fucked up, insane, erotic.
Yeah, yeah, tell you about me. I'm fine.
Are you fine, Dan? Are you fine?
I am fine now. Yeah, I'm just kicking back up here. It's a beautiful day. I have a lot of family here. Right now I'm sitting in the living room and with Ed, and he's, Jim, and he's Tony's friend. And
hi, Jim.
He's here. Everybody's from down there from Costa Rica.
Okay. How many people are there with you right now?
Well, my granddaughter is in her room, hiding, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's a teenager, right?
Yeah, you're on the. Okay, well, listen, I want whoever's there to take off your shoes and dance to the song because I told you I'm doing some dubbing today, guys.
Well, I don't think Ed's going to dance around. And
not
take
Ed. His name is Jim.
Oh, okay.
God.
And you're better off than I am. I don't know.
You know, and I haven't screwed up the, you know, climate change. We can solve it yet either today.
Well, the reason is I like to call him Gunner because of the way he drives. But
I'm going to get off the bus and dance to this song. You too, babe. I'll be right back. Hang on. I got to go dance.
Okay.
I'm
there. Thank you, Stephen. Did you guys dance over there in Oregon? Huh? Are you there? Did I lose y'all in Oregon? Well, I sure don't hear them anymore. Oh, maybe they'll come back. Maybe they left. Okay, so I've got a story for you. And this is a really crazy story that my friend Michaela up in Colorado sent me. And it's about climate change and about an Eskimo boy that, you know, let me add Dan to this again. He says he's not here for some reason. I see him here. I don't understand that. Oh, there he is. Okay, we'll add him to the call. He'll come on. Anyway, this is about an Eskimo boy. He's a teenager who's suing Alaska right now. Hi, Dan. You back?
I'm back. I don't know what happened there.
I don't either. I came back looking for you and you're gone.
Must have had something to do with the internet connection.
Maybe I, you know, knocked it out while I was dancing, you know. I come back, I'm out of breath, you know, to give the show.
You know, maybe you got to lose a little bit of weight so when you dance, you don't shake the whole place, you know?
I only have about a one meter square to dance in here. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. Well, you sound really good there. Are you using a new microphone?
No, because I can't use the microphone because when I hook it into the USB cable port, either one, I can't hear anything out of the computer. So I asked Rick about it. I'm going to have to try and figure it out this week. We'll see what I can do and hopefully, but if it sounds okay, that's good.
Oh, no, you're sounding really well.
Okay. We're coming to you live from Costa Rica.
This is the Caribbean Radio Show.
That's right. Knowledge Station.
Brought to you by La Reserva Forest Foundation and live from Costa Rica and right now live from Canby, Oregon, the big city of Canby, Oregon, which is not too far from Oregon City, which is not too far from Portland, Oregon. We're right here on the, what river is this out here? Jim, what's the river that's going by here? Willamette River, right? Oh, yeah, we're right here on the Willamette River.
Well, that's a big one.
Yeah, I noticed that they've done a lot of good things. They've shut down. We have the Malala River here, too, right next to the house. A lot of fields out here. It's beautiful. A lot of pine trees, fir trees, cedar, huge cedar trees. Nice smell. The air's crisp.
And haven't Dina and Jeff planted a lot of trees on their property there, haven't they?
Well, yes, but Jeff told me the other day that, I don't know, they had a lot of trouble. He planted like 400 pine trees, and he's only got like four left.
What?
So, yeah. Oh, of a drought. He had 2 years of drought, and he couldn't keep them watered.
Oh, man. Yeah, because I remember he was planting some pine.
I think Amy's just dying to come on the show here. Amy, you want to talk on a radio show for
Amy,
a minute?
Amy, come and talk. Big up, Amy. Big love. Okay, one love, baby. You know.
No, she says she's okay.
Okay, she's okay. All right, let me tell you a story.
Well, wait a minute. She came in on second in her dance group, second in state for her high school, which is really good. Really good. They had that limitaries the other night. She came in second, so.
Good for you guys. Congratulations. Big up over there, you dancing girl.
Yeah, good ones for them, huh?
Yeah, so now she would want to be, of course, dancing with me on these duck songs that I'm doing, right?
Well, she should be dancing with you, but, you know.
Well, maybe because she can't see me, but if she saw me, she'd be embarrassed, so what the hell. Okay, so anyway, check out this story, okay? This boy, his name is Nelson Canuck, and his house, he's an Eskimo boy, he is built on the tundra. And in a year or two, he figures his whole house could be gone. He's 18 years old, and he's a Yupik Eskimo. And he's suing Alaska because he says that the state needs to take more action on climate change. He says that the river that runs in front of my house is called the, this is really hard to pronounce, Kukaklik River, and it means the middle one in the Yupik language. Canuck is from a village called Kipnuk, and there are no roads in or out. The village's main highway is the river. and it's 7 hours by motorboat to the nearest town. Now that the permafrost isn't so perma anymore because of climate change and it's melting, something's happening to Canuck's yard. It's disappearing, he says. When the river ice moves out in the spring, it carves away at the bank. The permafrost usually helps keep the bank pretty sturdy, but now that it's started to melt, the bank has softened. And last spring, the Canuck's family lost 8 feet from their yard. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, as the summer progressed, they lost another 5 feet. And last fall, before he ever left, there was about 40 feet or so. But when the springtime comes this year, there's definitely going to be a couple more feet that will be lost off of the bank. So pretty soon, you know, his house is going to be gone.
Great, huh?
You know, and this is how his family has lived for generations, on a river delta is what it is, in western Alaska. And where the land, it provides what the local store can't. So they actually go out into the tundra and they harvest salmon berries. They go out in the river and they fish for salmon. And they get seal meat in the springtime to survive over the winter, right? Canuck mm-hmm. is one of six young Alaskans that are suing the state with the help of an organization called Our Children's Trust, and it's in Oregon, and it's a nonprofit, and it's filed lawsuits on behalf of young plaintiffs against 9 different states and the federal government.
Good.
Yeah. The lawsuits
ask... He's got something.
I know. They ask the states to consider the atmosphere as public trust and exercise their duty to protect it.
Well, I was talking last night to my granddaughter's boyfriend, and his name is Ray, and he's a Klamath Indian, which is down by Crescent City, you know where that is, and just almost on the border of California and Oregon. And he said that they're kind of in dire straits there. Well, okay, a lot of the places in Oregon now where they used to do a lot of lumber and had a lot of work, like Coos Bay, places like that, well, they've used all the lumber, so they've had to shut down all the mills. And all these people used to work. A lot of these people worked in the mills, so they don't have any work. So what they're doing now is they're going to try to build a casino and an amphitheater, which will give employment. And they got some money from the government, so they're going to take that money, and they're going to take half of the money, and each person gets a little bit of that. But instead of getting all of it, they're going to put it into that to invest it so that they'll have work. And he thinks he's going to go down there Friday and work the construction. His dad is taking over. He's trying for a job on the whole reservation for the maintenance man. But he said also that they were a lot like almost most of the indigenous people. They lived on the salmon from the Klamath River. And then the industrial people or commercial fishermen have been in there, and they pretty well depleted the salmon, and that's what they were living on. So, I mean, up here it's dire straits, just like it is down there, you know, almost everywhere right now for the indigenous people. So,
and, you know, that's what we're supposed to be learning right now, too, everyone, is the indigenous people are the ones who are going to teach us how to live now. Okay, and all their wisdom is what we need to be tapping into, rather than the academic wisdom that, you know, is being taught to us. But that's what's going to help us to survive through and adapt as much as we can for climate change. Here's a lawyer, it says, he's a lawyer for the state of Alaska, right? And he goes, but the state has almost no control over the concentration of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, he says. Mm-hmm. And he also says that the issue of whether the state should regulate the atmosphere doesn't belong in the courts at all. But Canuck says that the political process, the way he talks about it, having the legislators and Congress and stuff vote on it, and the governor, right,
mm-hmm.
is too slow. And especially as he watches the river move closer to swallow his home up, you know.
Why they stop him.
It's not a few years anymore. It could be within the next year, he said.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and so the state court judge in Anchorage dismissed the case, Canuck's case, and now he's appealed the decision.
This is because of the fast ice melt? Is that what it is?
Yeah, permafrost is melting, and so it used to be frozen all the time. Now it's melting, and so everything's just, you know, sloughing off, you know?
Mm-hmm. So high. How high is the water molecule thing?
Yeah, he says, he understands some people might view an eroding riverbank as a consequence of living in a remote wilderness, but he doesn't see it like that, you know?
I just heard the monkeys.
Yeah, they're out here in the back, the monkeys, everybody. Listen up.
Well, they probably won't say anything now, but I just heard them. Everybody heard them, probably.
Oh, yeah, good. You know, if I had that mic working, I could have it on the 360 and pick them up out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're right out the back window here. I'll move my speaker.
In the back here. Yeah.
So anyway, it's not different from your own home, because that is where we live, and it's part of who we are, and it's the same with you guys, okay? So what happens to Canuck's home depends on the river ice and the permafrost. And what happens to his case is up to the Alaska Supreme Court. It's going to be heard sometime this year.
Well, the monkeys are agreeing with it. I can hear them.
They go, we know all about climate change, and we've been telling you guys for years, and no one will listen.
Yep.
I mean, we have all kinds of problems here.
And only we can solve it, right?
Right. And no, yeah, only we can solve it, because we are the cause of it. Ah.
That's right.
Okay, here's something you're going to enjoy, Dan. Listen up.
Yeah, huh?
Hey, Tana. Hang in there.
Okay, I'll be back.
Okay, be back.
Never seen your eyes so old. Now it's time to play. You move me like the wind blows. As night becomes a day, I know you want to go slow. Where, I don't know. But rocking is a true road. Hear me.
Well, welcome back. It's the Caribbean Radio Show, Knowledge Station, and you're listening to Climate Change. We can solve it. Dan, are you there still? I can hear that machine or whatever going in the background.
What machine? There's no machines here.
It sounds like a blender running.
No, there's nothing here going.
Well, that just sounds like...
I don't know where it is. Maybe something on the in-between on the internet.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, I want to,
you know... Here's Jim. He wants to tell you a little something about something that's happening next to him on his neighborhood. He lives right up by Seattle, just below Seattle.
All right, I want to hear it.
Something about the river rising.
Hello. The river rising.
Yeah, we live up in Ording, Washington. That's just southeast of Tacoma. We live right off of Puyallup River, where we just bought our home. It's getting a lot of snow runoff from Mount Rainier, of course, and there is a beautiful house just right down below us that's condemned, and you can see the whole back deck. It's a concrete deck. It's just sinking into the river.
Oh.
I was just trying to Google it and get a picture of it, but I can't find it. But, yeah, it's a shame. It's coming pretty close to the road in many parts there. Probably shouldn't have bought the house up in there, but there is a back way out.
Oh, great.
But did you see the house after you, that house after you bought your house?
Well, we couldn't, but, couldn't help but see it. It's right before our driveway, right across the road. But we really didn't notice what was going on with it. But we're safe. Like I say, we're up the hill. We probably elevate probably a good 500 feet from there, so we're safe. We have the back way out. Pretty soon we'll have riverfront property, but
yeah. But see, that's the problem with climate change, you see, because it's getting hotter, and so the snow, we get less snow, and it melts faster. So when it melts, it comes down a lot stronger, and then it's gone in the summer, so they have drought.
You hear the monkeys?
You know. Yeah. Yeah, there's the monkeys, everybody. Hear them? They're accompanying us today. Maybe I just let them do the show today. Listen, yeah. And they go, Roberta, we want to hear some more reggae music. But before I do, you guys weren't here, and neither was Dr. Ev earlier when I was promoting her show, and I have to tell you real quick that last night I listened to her, Dr. Ev, blessed be Dr. Ev, and Sister D show. And they're planning a reggae cruise, you guys. And they're going to charter a boat for 5,000 people. And we're going to have reggae artists on there. And we're all going on a cruise in the Caribbean. And I suggested that what we should do, they're going to leave from Florida. I think we ought to cruise down to Costa Rica, get off in Limon, come to La Reserva, have a little concert, and then cruise back. Don't you think?
Of course, because we've been wanting to put together a concert in Costa Rica. We have all these people that are going to donate their time, all these artists in the Caribbean, Aaron Silks, many people. Bunny Wailer even said he'll be there, right?
Yeah, and another thing, too, I put up on the chat room the link for the Reggae Round Robin, because that's what it's linked to. It's Dr. Ev's new project, Reggae Round Robin, and what they're doing is promoting the positive message of reggae music and helping all those artists that are putting out a good vibe and a good message about our earth and love and all that, right?
Right.
Well, since it's so hard to get everyone down here and organized, if they're all on a boat, they don't have any choice, man, would it? Well, if they don't come down, we'll just hijack the boat and bring it down here and haul everybody up here and have a concert and then go back and get on the boat. How's that?
Fine. It sounds good to me.
Okay, Dr. Ev, now we've got a plan. Okay, so we need help. Dr. Ev needs some help, like any kind of technical help, that somebody could help her make a little website so she can start taking reservations, because it's going to be like in next September, October, they're going to go.
Well, that's just, October is a rainy year, a rainy month.
It better be September.
And it's also a hurricane time in the Caribbean, right?
Yeah, but you know that boat? They're going to be a boat sailing on the ocean. You know, it's going to be a nice boat.
Yeah. You know, in just the time that I've talked to you, this whole place, it's gotten very cloudy. I think it's going to rain again today. It had some rain yesterday. It's the only rain we've had in the week I've been here. But, Oregon's known for rain.
Yeah.
Everyone's got, you know, webbed feet here, or their
watch
beavers.
Watch your feet, babe. Watch your feet, you know?
Yeah, I think they're starting to grow, yeah.
Okay, everybody, I'm going to play another song before that machine gets going again. Okay, hang in there, babe. I'll be back.
Okay, you'll be back.
Yeah.
I had, they tried to take you.
Yep, that's it. Are you still there, babe? This is the
That was a special song, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a really special one.
Well, this is a Caribbean radio show, Knowledge Station, coming to you live from Canby, Oregon, and
Costa Rica, as you have probably heard. That's just proof, everybody, that we're here live coming to you in the middle of the rainforest. There, the monkeys are out in the backyard yelling at you, okay? And that's no sound effects. That's real, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
In this day and age, probably people think it's some kind of, you know, sound effects we put in there.
Well, and also probably we should explain that's the howler monkey. I think it's the only monkey that yells like that, right?
It's the only one that yells like that, and it scares people, and it scared us when we first...
Oh, we first came here. We didn't know what that was. We thought it was a big old cat or monster in the jungle, because they're not that big. But, boy, you can hear them. I don't remember what they said. You can hear them for at least a half a mile, a quarter mile for sure, right?
Oh, well, no. I think you can hear them a kilometer away.
A kilometer away.
A little less than a mile, you know, but... Yeah. Still, they're really loud. And they got white balls. Okay, everybody?
Yeah, everybody. She's always got to tell everybody she's got white balls because she says that makes them more attractive.
Well, a friend of mine asked me one time. He said, Roberta, why do you think that the howler monkeys have white balls like that? And I told him, probably show them off. And then my next thought was, well, I wonder what's with us humans and how can we cover up all the good stuff and everybody else is trying to show it off. Anyway, and that's what I told him too. But I don't know if he appreciated it or not. He was kind of a conservative guy. But anyway.
Well, those are our neighbors down there, aren't they, Roberta? I've never have figured out exactly why they yell. I know they yell sometimes when it rains. Sometimes they yell at nighttime when they're going to bed. Sometimes they yell. Well, they always yell when another family comes close to their group. They yell back and forth like, hey, you're not coming over this far and you're not coming over this far. So because they're territorial. I don't understand. Then they yell in the middle of the night sometimes. I never can figure that out.
What you heard the other night on the full moon. Tell them. People should know, hear about that because that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and we've been here for 30 years and you've never heard that before.
Oh, that big cat, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was on the full moon, and you were up real late, remember? It was like 1 o'clock in the morning, something.
It's probably the cougar, because, as you remember, we found where the cougar was sleeping as he's passing. Well, it was female, actually, we found out. But she was passing, and she would sleep up in our jungle up there. She had a nest up there, because you could smell the spray. And then we found some, we found some poop. And we sent it to the university, and they said it was a female South American cougar, which is smaller than the North American cougar, and she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of nice to know.
Yeah, that's nice to know, isn't it? That they're But so anyway, Dan heard a monkey get eaten
through there, and our neighbor was just telling me the other day that he has a dairy farm, and when he goes out and gets the cows in the morning, he can see her footprints in places, and she seems to come through there constantly. He sees her footprints, so she's living around there still. We were really worried because we had a lot of people in the little town below us saying that she was killing their sheep, and they wanted to get rid of her. Remember? And
yeah, I know they came and hunted for her, and were going to kill her. But
yeah, they wanted to come on our place and go hunt for her. We said, no way, man.
Get it. Yeah. And now she's increasing. The deal with pumas is that they can live in broken forests, you know, so she can cross, like our neighbor says, through pastures to get to other pieces of forest, you know, where she probably stays inside of. But the jaguar needs all unbroken forests and great big areas, and so that's why they're not around where we are, because there's not enough.
Well, that's because the jaguar's got he eats the Dante, or... and they live in the forest too, so they don't come out in the little forest.
A danta in English, everybody, is a tapir.
Yeah, tapir. Yeah, with a funny nose and stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I got another story here. It's really a kind of an interesting one. You want to hear it?
No.
Well, it's in Spanish. So in case I screw up everybody and, you know, tell you in a little bit of Spanish, I'll correct myself. But anyway, the Interpol now has stopped 200 wood traffickers in Latin America. Interpol. Okay, so dig that, everybody. Around 200 people have been detained or put in jail by Interpol because of the cutting and illicit commercialization of wood in 12 different Latin American countries. One of the regions that is with the highest, most alarming deforestation rates in the world.
Oh, man. But, oh, no, they're not deforesting down there if you ask them. Huh.
Okay, from the between the 17th of September and the 17th of November of last year, they took away the, you know, cargo that is equivalent to 2,000 trucks, around $8 million. No, wait a minute. $8 billion. You know, because here they say 8 million de dollars, which means...
Yeah, right, yeah. 8 million de dollars.
8 million, yeah. Okay, $8 million. So, and this is by the organization, Interpol said it. The first operation, international operation, in such a grand scale, it's the first one, against this type of crime, and it's being developed in Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Costa Rica, Colombia, Ecuador, Guatemala, Honduras, Paraguay, Peru, Dominican Republic, and Venezuela.
Honduras is in there too, huh? Because they've had a lot of problems.
Oh, yeah.
El Salvador, I think, is pretty well gone.
Yeah, it's pretty well gone. I don't think they have
any forests. They don't even hardly have any birds or anything. They've shipped all the birds, out of there. It's a terror, you know, they pretty well wiped that place out.
The Organization of Judicial Investigation, or the OIJ, in Costa Rica.
OIJ.
They didn't report any people arrested in the operation, right? Mm-hmm. But they did maintain an investigation on another 118 people. The Interpol did inspections on vehicles that were transportation vehicles, and small establishments and individuals, and they watched ports and various transportation centers. The guy named David Higgins was the chief of the operations, and he said that they started to fight against this organization, against this type of crime, to hopefully move this year between $30 and $100 billion. Okay, now how's that? $100 billion then? The transnational character of this exploitation, the forestry exploitation, is illegal and difficult to apply the law to. But the key to the operation was the cooperation and communication between agencies of the environment,
mm-hmm.
national environmental agencies, forestry authorities, police, customs, and special units. In South America, along with Africa, the biggest net losses annual of bosques, of forests, I'm sorry, see, here I go, were in the period between 2000 and 2010 with 4 and 3.4 million hectares, respectively. So in South America, 4 million. In Africa, 3.4 million deforested. The annual loss of forests in the world is around 5 million hectares, or 10 hectares per minute. 4 million of the deforested forests are found in Latin America. So, anyway, I guess you're gone, huh, Dan? It can only be on there for so long. Okay, well, I'm going to play a dub song because I've been waiting to do one. Okay, Fat Freddy. I got Fat Freddy's drop, and I'm going to play Ernie. And I want you all now to get up there and be dancing with me, because I'm going to be dancing on this one. You can bet on it. Oh, it's a long one, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, Tyrone, you told this girl you're going so well, you know. And you know, you're bringing the general from the sister. You know, it's all about Tamir and tomorrow.
My eyes.
For the girls, I sing.
Come and go. Feeling I've been feeling when she comes.
Timberland boots, you're in a Nike ear, and people used to say, oh, we're a wonderful peer.
She's round,
eh.
I get that feeling from my head down to my toes. Can't you see it? Come on and go, come and go.
Oh, oh. Without no care, R. Kelly playing through the speakers, a blear. Up your love, a ferment in the atmosphere. And them type of love me really want you to hear. Just the feeling that you're revealing, girl. Yes, you want the love that's appealing, Lord. The feeling that you're revealing, girl. Yes, you want the love that's appealing. So when I quit stick to you, it's like a magnet to steal. Your document sign and the contract seal. I cry for your body and your cute sex appeal. Your love is only general for real.
Come and go. Feeling I've been feeling when she comes. And when she kissed me, she knocked me off my feet. I like the way to do her thing. When she kissed me, she made your bell ring. Good Lord.
Hey, so when I go and stick to you, it's like a magnet to steel. Your document sign and the contract seal.
Come, it goes. I guess it's just a feeling, cause when she's around, I get that feeling from my head down to my toes. Oh, heaven knows. Come and go. Come and go. When she come and go. I went to come and go.
Progress, how much money you got in there?
Babylon Gravestone. Dan, you got that one. It's called, the guy's name is Ross Carby.
I know. It's amazing the music that you can come up to with different people. It's unbelievable what a library
would really? Do. I've never heard of him, and he's great.
I know there's so many people like that. Who knows? Another thing I wanted to mention on that Precious Wood thing from that I noticed that, about a month, a little more than a month ago, I saw where Gibson Guitars got busted for doing that, bringing in illegal woods and making their guitars out of it. So
really?
Yeah, they got a big fine on it. And I thought they were a pretty straight group, but who knows, huh? Money's money, right? Profit's
well,
profit.
Well, that's what they're talking about. Interpol is checking all that stuff out now, you know.
Well, maybe
so that's how they're finding it, I guess, you know. They probably track it back to whoever's buying it, to where they're getting it, and if it's illegally taken without permits and stuff, you know. I guess I lost you again, huh? Well, this is the Caribbean Radio Show, Knowledge Station, you know. This is what we're about. We're here to pass on the good vibe, the one love, and we are one. And tell you a little bit and learn about some things. And what we do is talk about climate change and how we can solve it, because we are the ones who caused it, and we are the only ones who can solve it. No one else can. So we talk about all different things, and that's what we've been doing today. And we've only got a little bit longer. I've been trying to connect with my buddy, Dan, who's not with me today. It's just me here in the studio. And we'll see if we can get connected with him again in a few minutes. But in the meantime, I've got to play you another song here.
Together, 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 together.
we're done already. Okay, well, I was playing my indigenous Maleku drum here with that one. You know, I just can't sit still. Here, let me bring our fearless leader back, Dan. And in the meantime, you're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show, Knowledge Station. And
hello.
Hi, the show is Climate Change.
Hello.
We can solve it. And we're live from Costa Rica. Oh, we even had the monkeys here. If you guys heard them a little while ago, keeping us company in the background. So you're back, huh, Dan? Are you there, Dan? Welcome, Dan. I guess you're not here. Okay, we lost him again. I don't know what's with that. Anyway, we'll have to figure it out. Maybe he'll be back next week, and if not, I'll be here. I want to make sure to thank all of you who logged in today and have listened to the show and kept me company in the chat room. Hi to Yvette and all the other guests there. Dan was there. My friend Jim Devine, you know. I've only got a few more minutes to go. I'm going to play some more music. I got a lot more good songs to play, and I'll never be able to play them all, just like every week. But thank you so much, and bless you. I love you. And I'll be back before the show's over, but enjoy the next song. I got Steve Kakana. This is another one that Dan picked out, and I don't know who this is, so we're going to find out. And I'll play another one of those Ross Garvey ones. He's good.
Yes, I'm gonna be okay.
More people they are country downtown. Some of them black and some of them brown. Them sweeter than sugar and them sweeter than spice. You never know the country people of the night. Born and raised in Kingston City, as a youth I thought Kingston was the place to be. Until I powered up a country to go check me granny and catch a country bus out the halfway tree. You never know the country bus ride so nice. Like you never know the country bus ride so nice. Play the driver.
shine bright like a diamond.
Tribe of Jah.
Okay, I'm saying goodbye, and Ed's here. He's saying goodbye.
You mean Jim, Dan? Jim.
Jim, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Dan.
Bounced out. You know, Jim Ed, or Ed Jim. Yeah?
Ah. I'm sorry, Jim. Ed, I mean. Oh,
he's changed his name, he says, Roberta. He's going to change his name to Ed, I guess. Yeah.
Don't. Please don't, because...
Well, we want to tell everybody have a super, super week, you know, bless up all. I'm glad you came, and I'm really sorry about what happened. Skype said that mine was outdated. I had to update it. That's what took so long. We blew it. So next weekend, we'll be better, okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, you're great to have you here, Dan. Thank you so much for coming. I love you, babe. Miss you. I love all you do, and thank you so much for coming along. Got to get out of the way for Rula Brown and his sultry Sunday jam.
Okay. And Jim says goodbye, eh?
Goodbye to all you. You know, I just wanted you to know at the beginning of the show, and you probably didn't hear it, that the show, this whole show has been dedicated to the Spreen family. And blessings and love to y'all, and our condolences for that wonderful person that we lost this weekend. So, okay, everybody?
Thank you until, very much.
Yeah, until next week. Love you, bless you, and behave yourselves, okay?
Yeah.
Don't be getting in trouble up there in Oregon, but I want you to have a good time.
Well, I did. We had like about 6 different types of pizza last night for dinner. So.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, lucky one for me.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody. See you next week. Same time, same station. Love you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Just.